But anyway, today I want to take you down memory lane. A lot of you are newer to us. When I say newer, it might be 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, or a few weeks, or today. We're a church. We want to grow a church in the Englewood community. I've been here 32 plus years. So I made a decision years ago that Englewood was my town. It's just my town. That's just the way it is. I'm from Rockingham, North Carolina, but Englewood is where I live. And I'm going to be happy here. And I'm going to love people here. And I'm going to love the people who run the place and the businesses. And I'm not going to gripe and complain about everybody doing it the way it ain't done up north. Are you listening to me? Okay? It ain't done the way it is where you come from. Like that's news. You're here now. You understand? They don't wear flip-flops up there either. We wear flip-flops down here. You understand? The point is, you can be happy here. Say that. I can be happy. The Bible says in whatever state you're in, S-T-A-T, right from the Bible, whatever state you find yourself in, be content. But a lot of people from somewhere else forgot out about that Bible verse. You're in the state of Florida now. Be content. Amen. Come on. But I decided I'd love this town. And over the years, the town has loved me back. Not just the church, folks. No, anywhere I go. I'm walking down through the Safe Walk last night. Thousands of people. It's all I can do to keep walking because I'm talking to people. Hey, Pastor Gary, how you doing? Great game the other night, Coach. You know, no matter where I go, it's amazing. I give you that as just some advice today because I know it's tough moving from somewhere, but this is where you are now. And the Lord wants you to be a blessing right here. And how can you be a blessing if you're not happy? But He can help you be happy. Are you hearing me today or not? Okay? So, yeah, and I'm here to help you guys. I want to help you because I know it's not easy. But that's why fellowship is one of the best things that Englewood, Florida, and the greater Englewood community has going for it. Because we want to help people fall in love, not with just people, but with this town as well. And that's a winner, man. And our biggest goal, obviously, is to let people know about the love of Christ. Amen? That God loves them. But how can they know that if we don't love them? You know what I mean? Come on. So the journey of fellowship began. And Rod, you're going to push me now. A little bit slow. You were slow on me earlier now. Push me, buddy. Push me. Here we go. The journey of fellowship church. Jesus said, say this scripture with me. Thou shalt love the Lord. Help me now. Let's try it again. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Now, pick it up on this one. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thy... So at Fellowship Church, we say, and say that with me, would you? We love Jesus and we love people. Something else we do at Fellowship is how in the world can you love someone and tell somebody about the love of God when you don't think you matter? Well, I don't matter. I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. Well, the love of God hasn't gotten through to you. God created you in His image, in His likeness. He gave His only Son for you. You don't matter. You matter everything. And when you know that, that's what that, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love Him for He loved you first. And then you love your neighbor as who? How can you love your neighbor? How can you love anybody when you don't matter? Come on, man. Loving Him and Him loving you, that's the key to you loving other people. And that's what we're about here. You understand that, yes or no? It's a little tough. It took me years to get that. Amen? I matter. I have value. Say that with me. I matter. I have value. That's huge, isn't it? It's gigantic. So keep looking. So we've had an incredible journey, incredible history here at Fellowship Church. So in the beginning, where did Fellowship Church start? Well, in the fall of 2002, 60 people met with me. In my house, in that room, right there. Right there in that room. Now, we never preached there. But we put together just what we were going to do. We had three meetings in that room, actually. Three meetings, I believe. And then the fourth one, we took over to the Englewood Sports Complex. So move it forward. In October of 2002, we had what was called a kickoff dinner. It was chicken, baby. We had some chicken. Amen? You're going to get some chicken today. We're going back to our roots. Amen? Come on. So we had a chicken dinner. Just with the folks that were there, and they brought some of their young'uns. And so the 60 maybe have been 80 to 90 in that room on that little dinner thing that night. And that's before we ever had one service. And by that time, I'd given out envelopes that said P.O. Box 121. That's still our address, by the way. P.O. Box, say it with me, 121. Why that box number? 1 to 1. 1 to 1. I wanted our church to be 1-on-1 or 1 to 1. Did you hear me or not? So that's our P.O. Box. How can you start a church if you don't have any money? You need stuff. You got to have stuff. How are you going to pay for anything? You know? And so I'd been a pastor for many years. I loved it. I was very, very happy. But this was my town. This was something. You come to a place in your life where things happen, and that's what you want to do, and that's what we did. And people were with me, a small group. Even though it seemed like the craziest idea to start a church, another church. Are you kidding me? So anyway, but we did it. So gave that some envelopes out that had box 121. Within a week, we had $5,000. Different people giving 25, 50, 100, and they were giving of that box. And that we were off and running, baby. And all of a sudden, we got T-shirts. We got little yard signs that said Fellowship, that oval. Remember that oval? We still got the oval. Amen? So that's how we started. And then we had our first service. We didn't know it. Move it, Raj. We didn't know where we were going, really. But the Lord blessed us. I went and met with Lemon Bay High School. And they welcomed me with open arms to have church in their school. Can we thank the Lord for that? I was in shock. Man, how many to this day you still find that hard to believe that we met all the? Can you look at how? Because it's just hard to believe, ain't it? Not just any building they gave us. They gave us the best building. And then the whole school over the years was all tore down, demolished, whatever. Only one building was left standing, the one we worshiped in. Is that the truth? That's the truth. Yeah, we are thanking for that, too, because we'd have been toast if it got torn out. So that's where we started meeting, pulling trailers, volunteers, people. We gave jobs out to different people to do different things. And guys, to be honest with you, we don't do a whole lot different now than we did back then. We want people loving on you out front. We want people serving and doing and caring for you. We're the same as we've always been. We've just been growing. But it's the same philosophy. And anybody can serve and do. That's the way we did it then. That's how we're doing it now. Amen? So for years and years and years, we met there at the high school. Was not the easiest thing in the world, pulling the trailers, unloading, unpacking, packing it up, going home. It was a lot of work. And a lot of people, man, they worked their tail off. So anyway, we got sand in our shoes around here, man. And we had our first baptism at Inglewood Beach. That's where we still have them, right? People ask me if we have a baptism here. No, we got the beach. Why do we need a baptism? We got the beach. Amen? Say. Let's go have a big time at the beach. Come on. Jesus used the Jordan River. We'll use the Gulf of Mexico. Amen? Come on. So that's what we do. We still do that. If you want to get baptized, we'd love to baptize you in the Gulf of Mexico. It's fantastic. So how did we get to where we are right now? This is the grand opening of the building, so I'm focusing a good bit on this building. So we've been meeting about a year at that time. My thought was we can't stay at this high school. Every year we have to renew a contract. Every June. And it's at the whim of the county if you're going to get the place or not. That's a lot of stress, by the way, when you have a congregation not knowing for sure if you're going to have a place to meet in the fall. But thank God, God had his favor on us. He kept his hand on us. And every contract we put forth, they signed it. Amen? And it was a blessing. But we knew we had to get out of there. Early on, so we had about $25,000 extra money that we had been saving. And so that was during the boom of the area here. This land was valued at $1.2 million on the market. $1.2 million on the market. That was its value. Properties and houses. You remember when houses were going crazy? Oh, yeah. How many bought one during that time? Yeah, I know. Don't put your hand down. I know. I'm sorry to bring it up. You in church. Here we go. Don't cuss, okay? Come on. Here we go. Here's the point. This piece of property was available. The man who owned it owned almost all of the Rotunda property, Gary Littlestar, Cape Cave Corporation. We set up a meeting. We already knew that he was willing to give us the land for $600,000, half of the value, which was a good deal. We had 25 grand. That's okay. We got to start somewhere. I wanted to have something we could show we were serious. So we set up a meeting, and before the meeting, I was in my bed. And this is just a true story, whether you want to believe it or not. And a lot of times, the Lord will bring scripture to my mind. And the scripture the night before, or a few nights or whatever before, was you have not because you ask not. And I wanted to meet with him personally, even though the real estate guy said, that's not how it works. You meet with me and then I present. I said, no, but I want to meet with him. Tell him what I, you know, my life and my story. So I shared with him my testimony. We met with a man. I shared with him my story about Mama, how she came to Christ, how I came to Christ, how only a fool would start a church in this town again. Another one. I told him that straight up. I said, but God has laid it on my heart and that's what I'm doing. And I told him my story and he started crying. Big, strong man. He went and shut the door. And John Brandenburger, realtor, was with me. He comes back over to the table and he says, I told him, though, I said, if I don't want something for nothing because I won't appreciate it. That's what I told him. That's just what I said. Maybe I shouldn't have, but that's what I said. And he came back to us crying and he said, from $600,000, he said, how does $200,000 sound? So he dropped. But can we thank the Lord for that? I still think it's worth it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we were off and running. Came back, told the congregation. How many of you were there when I came back and told you that news? See there, that's pretty exciting news when I told you all that. Woo, man. And so the giving started picking up for that. We started dedicating the last offering of every month, and we did that. And before long, we were about 70,000-80,000 away. I get a call one night. I'm watching the Minnesota Vikings on a night game, which don't ever call me when I'm watching the Vikings. Come on, man. I didn't want to take the call. I did not at all want to hear who was on that phone. It was somebody from out of town that had heard me preach. They had come through this town. They were impressed with the way that we loved people and our passion for souls. And he said, I didn't know the fellow at all. He said, how much do you need to get that land? And I just on my feet, I said, about $80,000. He said, well, my wife and I want to give 40 of that and want to challenge your congregation. I went back. That was on a Saturday night. I went back to the folks like the next morning and told them. And it was within just a week or two, we had that money. Amen. So let's praise the Lord. We're off and running, guys. Off and running. Off and running, baby. And I hope this don't bore you to tears. I'm just giving God credit today. This is a grand opening. People, you going to cut a ribbon? No, I'd rather do this. Okay, let's do this. Amen? Come on. We successfully petitioned Charlotte County for 1.5 acres that run right through our property. So we had 11, but there was an acre and a half road that run right through here. When you got out of your car today, you would have had to walk across a road to get to the front door. We went to the county. We petitioned it with our engineers. The county said no. The zoning board said no. The county commissioner from our area, believe it or not, said, I recommend we take the zoning commission's advice and not give the land to the church. She made a motion. I'm flabbergasted. Not one commissioner voted with the other commissioner. Not one commissioner voted with the other commissioner. And then Mac Horton, who's from Englewood, Winchester's named after him. If you'll see old Mac Horton's sign, it's right there on Winchester, that new road they just put in. Mac Horton said, well, I believe the church ought to get the land. And the others said, we do too. And so they voted 5-1 and we got that land. Amen. For zip. For zero. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. And that's when things were a fortune around here. So that was a pretty cool thing. So site work began with DMK. And we've got site work here, guys, that's really exciting. We have no gutters out here. All of it drains inside this building into the ground through big grates, and it goes into our ponds. So the ground is never flooded. You're never walking through water. It's just pretty amazing. Amen. And that was through the site. It cost a lot of work for the engineering, but we started with them. We probably paid them over $500,000 over the years. Architect. How many have ever seen a building like, you don't see this building in this area. You don't see this kind of building in the Englewood area. It's a different building. The reason is we went to Dallas, Texas. One of the chief builders of beautiful churches in America, Shanks Architects, designed this building. And he stayed with us all the way. And he's helped us. And we give him, you know, just a lot of thanks for helping us all the way. So that's his building. Beautiful buildings in all over the country he's designed. He designed this one. Lighting and sound, I'm excited about this on the screen because lighting and sound, the stage, the curtains, this big beautiful screen, everything you see was designed by Paul Wansek. Who's Paul Wansek? He's a man from Atlanta, Georgia, but have any ever heard of Tyler Perry, the actor Tyler Perry? Well, Paul doesn't help any church anymore. period. He hasn't for years. He works exclusively for Tyler Perry, building all his movie sets and everything. But Paul never left us. Paul became our friend. He loved us. He loved what we were doing here. He believed in our mission and what we were doing. And so Paul actually, just up until the last year, helped us do everything you see here with the lighting and everything. And I think, can we thank the Lord for Paul, even though he's not here? He might get the video. Amen. So thank you, Paul, for what you've done. Southwest Florida Water Management, you got to get approved through them. How many remember years ago us having to pay all kinds of money to get turtles removed? Remember those crazy turtles? Turtles didn't care. We could have picked them up and took them anywhere. They don't give a hoot. They're not like scrub jays. They're happy to be anywhere, okay? $15,000 and all kinds of paperwork. I'm just saying, this is God. God helping us through a bunch of mess. Amen? This is how this place came to be. We chose Zirkelbach Construction out of Bradenton during a time when builders were dropping like flies around. If you don't know that about this area, when the economy hit hard, this was number one, number two in the nation. Devastated this area all the way down through Cape Coral, Fort Myers. It was horrible. Many builders went out of business. Alan was one of them, was able to hang on. And so he stayed with us all the way through the project, even though at times we almost had to stop it because it was debt-free or die. Remember? So it had to be slow. I've had several builders say they would have never signed an agreement like that with us to do that with us. But obviously, God was in control. And he stayed with us for 6 or 7 years. That's a long time to be building a building, isn't it? Say. But he did it. Praise God. I thank God for Alan and for his team. It wasn't always easy working with them, but it's never easy with anyone. Also, fellowship meeting place, we thought we would need offices. We bought those over there on Godfrey Creek. We bought garages. We still own those today. Now we have converted those into meeting places for Bible studies. So we have Bible studies different nights of the week. And it's a great place to meet. It's fantastic. So we have that today. 3 additional acres of land where we're going to have our picnic today. We have picnic tables, beautiful oaks, a beautiful piece of land over there. It was $750,000. The economy went in the tank. We were talking to him for about $350,000. I thought that was still too high. I ain't got $350,000, do you? No, I ain't, you know. So $175,000. Now we're talking. Now we're getting into my area, amen? We ended up getting it for $127,500. Amen. Can we thank the Lord for that? Paid for. Paid for. Why am I saying, boy, you sound like you're bragging. Clark, I am bragging on him. Remember we started with nothing? Can you say nothing? But a P.O. box. Box 121. Don't forget that. Phase 1 building design approved by the Rotunda Architectural Review Committee. Wonder why that's on the screen. Because we fought for over a year to get approval to even build a building on this location. This building right here on this spot. It was quite a battle. Amen? Y'all remember some of that? I was at every one of them. Okay? I can be mean as a snake. It's the truth. Okay? That didn't help us sometimes, to be honest with you. Alex was like, stuff like that. Anyway, but thank God we got through. We had a children's wing that was going to be built over here. I just tell you that. You'll see 3 columns out there that stand out front. They're beautiful stone columns. That is where, to the right of that, when you're looking out this way, is where a children's wing was to go. Rotunda said we couldn't build the wing. They wouldn't permit us to build the wing because they didn't believe we could do it. They didn't believe we could do what we said we were going to do and do it debt-free. And I can't much blame them looking back. The economy was really bad, right? Say. And so we agreed not to build the kids' wing. So now these were going to be offices in the back and things like that. They've all been turned into kids' rooms. So that's all our kids' ministry. But in the future, I'm sure that Rotunda will be tickled for us to build that kids' wing now. Now that we've got this and we've showed that we can do it. Amen? So, and God has been good. We ought to praise the Lord for that. That's a good thing, guys. I'm sorry there's so many blessings. Charlotte County utility impact fees were $120,000, and through talking to them time after time during the hard times, they reduced it from $120,000 to $75,000. It's still way too much, and it's craziness. But the bottom line is I want to show it because it's something that we did, and it matters. Amen? Also, keep moving. We also did the same thing with Englewood Fire Department, Englewood Fire District. the fire impact fee. Not for them to do anything, for them to give you the right to build on your own land. $52,000 to the fire department. I nearly had a stroke. You know? So we went and talked to them. I put together an 8-point plan. It's not right. This is horrible. Are you kidding me? Nobody's building anything. Have you ridden around and looked anywhere? I'm not talking about today. I'm talking about then. How many remember that? Say, how many remember when houses were half finished and grass growing up and you charging impact fees? You can't even get done. What's going on? So we put together an 8-point plan. Lo and behold, they said they'd look into it. A few weeks later, we read the paper. There's all these points. They reduced it for everyone. Everyone. I'm talking about not, they couldn't do it just for the church, so they had to do it for commercial. They had to do it for everybody. They rolled back fees from $52,000 to $2,000. That's the Lord. And I'm glad I'm telling these stories today, because here's the thing. I always had a sidekick who was with me, Alex Christie. So if you say, I don't believe that, Clark, on all that, just go ask Alex. Have at it. Or better yet, go mention our name down there. They probably remember us, okay? But we love them. They're, you know, come on, here we go. Let's keep looking. The actual permit to build Fellowship Church was approved in June 2010. And we just got it in. We got our CO in June of 2015. I want you to see the years that it took. Amen? And you might say, Clark, why does it take so long? It took so long because we said we were going to build it debt-free. And we built in the tough times. We used to have a billboard. How many remember our billboard east of town? It said, building in the tough times. Do you remember that billboard? It said, building in the tough times. We stuck it right by the road. When the economy was going into crapper, we had a billboard that said, building in the tough times. We made a decision, debt-free, even though it was tank time. Craziness. But God blessed us. He stayed with us. We had groundbreaking. May 2010, we cut a tree down. I found out later I wasn't supposed to do that. Okay, be careful. Site work began in 2010, some ponds being dug. The ground that this building's built on came out of those ponds. We saved money by using our own fill. Footers were poured December 10, 2010. He's going to run through this now. Walls began going up. How many remember that big wall that used to be right there? It just stood there. People would ask me, what's that? Like I knew what it was. You know, I didn't like it any better than y'all did. Golly, ugliest thing I'd ever seen. It was that wall right there. Pretty nice, though, now, ain't it? Pretty nice, though, now. Yeah, man, I like it now. Roofing began, and I'm just throwing this up so you can see it, all timeline. Plumbing began in the fall of 2011. I was loving those toilet pipes up there. I was like, wow, we're going to have our own bathrooms one day. The slab was poured, even this crazy slope floor that you got there on the bottom. That was a toughie to do that one. Stucco began. The walls outside are stuccoed. Even these two big walls inside, you can rub your hand. They're beautifully stuccoed. Done a great job on them. Windows and doors started in March 2012 by a company from Bradenton did our windows. They started the job. We got our permit, our inspection for that stage, and then they went belly up. They went belly up. Who's going to finish the windows and doors? That's how bad the economy was. We had three concrete suppliers, big concrete people that make concrete. During the hard times, three of them went out of business. That's craziness right there. Not counting how many subs and builders went out of business. It was a tough time. Well, the paving began. That company's out of business, right? By the way, the company that did the paving here, they're done. They're out of business now. Framing, electrical, HVAC, that started early 2013. Getting closer to home now, aren't we? Irrigation and incredible landscaping, 2013, and it continues even to today. Can we thank the Lord for the outside? Come on! Woo! I'm going to tell you right now, that's prettier than anything I ever had in my life. I pull up here still on Sunday going like, I should be pastoring somewhere else. This doesn't look anything like me. This is really nice around here. I really appreciate it. The exterior was painted, and that red stripe, Elise Clark is the one. I have to give her credit. Dad, you need to paint the top stripe red for fellowship. And so she loves it. If you don't like it, it's her fault. If you love it, she wants all the credit. the way it is. But anyway, we like it. We like it. Amen. We like that red on that thing. Classrooms, hospitality, resource center, medical lounge, and other spaces framed in 2013. I put that up there for a reason. We were doing this debt-free. We decided we'd leave everything open back there, everything open in here. And we just decided, guys, we're at the high school. Let's work harder. Let's stay there longer. Let's get the hospitality done. Let's get the medical lounge done. Let's get the classrooms done. And that's when Coach was, you were out here on the job then. He was the foreman of the job. And it was a big decision because it meant a couple of hundred extra grand. But we made the decision. Can we thank the Lord the kids have classrooms now? Praise the Lord. Come on. Good decision. Drywall was installed. You're just seeing it all go up in case you haven't been with us. $12,000 loop hearing system is installed. You need to know this. If you're sitting on the flat, on the slope floor here, here, or here, if you have a hearing aid, you can go to your audiologist. Tell him we have the loop system. He can cut it on in your hearing aid. And you can hear through your hearing aid everything I'm saying. Because there's wiring underneath all the seats in the floor. It's a system they had in England. It's now taking off in the United States. And we were blessed to have somebody who is also hearing impaired who wanted everybody to be able to hear. And they gave us the money to make it happen. Can we thank the Lord for that? That's a beautiful thing. Praise the Lord. Additional electrical was needed. We were under the impression, we were told by our builder, the lighting that you have in this room is fine. We have some piddly old lights up there. They're cleaning lights. If you look up, you can see them. They're fluorescent lights. They're white. They're not on. But we were told the lighting would be sufficient for us to have church. We're trying to do it debt-free. We don't need the fancy stage lights and all that mess to start with. Come to find out, no, we need every one of them so that you can see in this room. And so, but that hit us another gut punch. Y'all remember that at church when we had to do the gut punch? Boy, I hated that. Got to raise another bunch of money. But you know what? God was faithful, wasn't he? And everything we ever tried to raise, we did it. Did y'all know that or not? Have y'all ever heard? You understand that, right? Sometimes it came down to the wire and somebody came through at the end. But it didn't matter. It got done. Amen? And God got all the credit. So just another instance of that. The interior was painted the fall of 2014. Certainly looks a lot better now than that. Windows and doors finished. Now, that's a big deal. Who was going to finish the windows and doors? To our rescue came Inglewood Glass and Mirror. They finished all the windows and doors for us, and they did it cheaper than the company that was going out of business was going to do it. Amen? So we're thankful to them. Thank you guys for making that happen. Theatrical lighting and package was installed. That was part of that electrical thing we had to deal with. So now you have all these lights, and we got quite a few more that probably ain't even on right now. But and the screen, all this good stuff happened. Go ahead, Raj, push me a little more. This is a 16x9 screen. We thank the Lord for also Steve Candle, Roger Johnson. They spent a lot of time making sure, even though we had a team put it up, they made sure it was perfect. Amen. And they put up the rear projection machine that we have behind, like a $12,000 machine back there, is making these images happen this morning. Amen. That's a $10,000 screen, by the way. Can you say 10 grand? That's 10 grand. They don't have those at Walmart. I'm just telling you. You just can't go buy that somewhere, okay? And the curtains even, these curtains all made and all the rotting, that's another $10,000, $15,000, guys. But what I'm telling you, we paid them. Amen? Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Come on. Yeah, man. Theater seating went in January. How many remember giving $100, at least $100 for a seat? Remember? That's a pretty good deal for a seat. Now your fanny's in one of them, ain't it? Pretty good news today. So that went in January 2015. The floors were stained. We used an artist. His name is Larry Anderson. He's done work for Disney World. The stage, the whole foyer, it took him a lot of time. And it's just something unusual. You won't find it anywhere else. And thank God it's paid for. And I thank God for Larry Anderson. I think he did a great job. So that happened. Stackable seating where you're sitting in the rear. All those chairs were purchased. They're $75 each. They match these perfectly. You can buy a lot cheaper chair, but we bought them to match. So when I look out there and others look out there, you can't even hardly tell a difference when you look out through there. They look fantastic. Thank you for that. Rear projection system, I just mentioned that. That's been installed in the back. That's what it looks like behind the stage. If you get back in here, you can check it out sometime, April 2015. Whew, the AC got turned on. Yay, it worked. Amen. It sat up there for 2 years. Did you know that? Sat up there for 2 years. That's craziness. It was a big deal when we saw that it worked. We were thrilled. Amen. fire sprinkler system was completed, inspected in May of 2015. There's a lot of money in this fire system. I'm telling you right now, that's craziness right there. That's crazy. But anyway, fire extinguishers, those were all put in May 2015. Trash dumpster, how did it make the screen? Have you seen our trash dumpster? When you go back there to that picnic, I want you to look at that trash. Go lay hands on it. It's that nice. It's that nice. You could put a lid on that. You could put a roof over that thing and have a nice place to live. I'm telling you. The landscaping around our dumpster is better than people have around their house. So I want it on the screen. There it is. I thank God for everything we got. Amen. And then interior doors were installed. They're beautiful doors. All the hardware. Just the hardware on these doors cost $15,000. Just the hardware on the doors. $15,000 paid for. Toilet partitions. Aren't you glad you're not going to the potty in the open? I'm just saying. Here we go. Beautiful. Paid for. Cabinets installed back in the kids area, back in the hospitality area. Busy Bee Cabinets out of Port Charlotte helped us with that. We appreciate that. Granite was installed. That came from Port Charlotte over at Acer Granite. All these places helped us with some good deals. Amen. And we just praise the Lord for helping us with people, man. Interior signage, a lot of stuff we had to buy. Some of it is handmade, you know, through graphics with Roger. A lot of the stuff you see that's sort of cool looking, he was able to do that for us around the building. We appreciate that. Drop ceilings, you need that. They're all out in there. We appreciate that. 2015. Carpet installed. I love the carpet in this place. We got beautiful carpet in the back. Rubber tree carpet right here in Englewood. I thought they did fantastic. They also worked with us very well. Their heart was with us and saved us some money. Can we thank the Lord for them today? Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Security system was installed. So if somebody wants to break in, I wouldn't advise it. Plus, the sheriff was here this morning in the first service. The colonel was here in the first service this morning. So if somebody messes with us, we in pretty good with the police. Amen? Come on, I like that. Floor mats replaced. So we opened up here in June of 2015. We had some furniture delivered that very week when we had our first service. We didn't go crazy. Some stuff we had, we bought a few things. But all kept it in mind of our, you know, what we could afford. Got 7 large flat screen TVs, 3 of them out front. You ought to check the kids' rooms out. The kids are able to hear lessons, see their lesson, have graphics like we have out here. It's incredible back there for the kids. We thank God for that. Wow, kids' classrooms are finished. Look at them. Look at them. If you hadn't seen them, look out. Can we thank the Lord and the kids can got some? Come on, where y'all at? Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Permitting issues, right? We came to the end of the deal, fixing to get in our building, and the county hit us with more impact fees. That ain't even nice, is it? And so we didn't like it. They charged us a fine of $14,000 for not having a certain inspection within a certain time. It was terrible. We fought them on it, went down there, fussed and complained, but we were nice. Here's the good news. Through talking, through working with the commissioners, they realized it is not right. It is not fair. We're the only county that does this as far as no notification, no nothing. Just sending you something in the mail without 30-day notification to even have a response. Are you kidding me? So they changed it. Now there's a different law that supports the citizens better. And if you're building something, you don't know what your builder's doing. You don't know if he's got inspections. And so now they keep us better aware like the other counties do. And so anyway, they also gave us back a good portion of that penalty that they charged us. Not all of it, but they gave. Can we thank the Lord for that? I never thought it would happen. You know what I mean? Come on. How many ever got back a check from the county? Can I see your hand? Boy, we're it. Plumbing was finished June, but you see October, because we still had plumbing issues as of this week. We still had them. We had to put another valve. We got too much pressure coming in. It cost us about $3,000 more so that the plumbing doesn't rattle in the walls, okay? And they scream. When you flush them, it scares you to death, okay? So, yeah, it's bad. So it's better now. The electric was finished in June, but also even this week, Chris, his team of electricians doing this as well, there was more electrical work done so we could have the sound system that we're enjoying this morning. So thank you for that. Whew! I'm wore out. We finally come to this. Here it is. What is it? Here we go. Ready, church? Come on. How many are just about dead right now? After 12 years, 6 months, 25 days, and 3 hours and 30 minutes at Lemon Bay High School. Come on. Or 4,589 days, 3 hours and 30 minutes at Lemon Bay High School. Or 655 weeks, 3 hours and 30 minutes at Lemon Bay High School. Or 110,139 hours and 30 minutes at Lemon Bay High School. Or 6,608,370 minutes at Lemon Bay High School. Or 396, is that million? 502,200 seconds? Is that what it is? At Lemon Bay High School for over 12 and a half years, we were at Lemon Bay High School. What God started at Lemon Bay High School, we were able to stay at that incredible school. Now you know why I have such a love for Lemon Bay High School. Why it's an honor for me to walk on the football field and to be out there and to be in our town. This is a great town. You hear me now. This is a great town. You're so fortunate that you have chosen to live here. Are you hearing me? You're blessed to live here. You know it, don't you? Come on. We were blessed to have our final service at Lemon Bay High School Performing Arts Center. And then we got booted out because they're redoing it. They're finally redoing that whole place. We had 2 weeks in the gym. How many met with us in the gym the last two Sundays in the summer? Remember that? We were in the gym. And we did fine, didn't we? And even it was nice. They rolled out their carpet there for us, didn't they? Made it so nice for us. Wow. Our first service was Father's Day. In case you weren't here, June 21st, we opened the Fellowship Church here in Rotunda, June 21st, 2015. But there was still much to do, as you've seen a lot on the screen I put today. But here's some shots of our first service. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Back in June, and God blessed us. And now we're 4.5 months into this thing out here in Rotunda. We praise God for that. And, Raj, where are we at now, buddy? Here we go. Oh, but we got in with the sound system we'd been carrying, remember? How many remember the sound? You thinking this one's a little better? Say, can we thank God? Yeah! Chris, I think they like it, but I want you to be happy, buddy. You hear me, buddy? I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy, man. Come on. So we got now. That's our old sound system. Now here's our new sound system. And I can tell you on stage today in front of Chris with Pro Audio, Chris, when you're happy and it's sounding happy like you want it to be, that check's ready for you, buddy. Amen. We got the other half of that check, okay? Because God blessed us to raise the money. Isn't that right, church? Didn't we raise it? Praise the Lord. We got it. Amen, buddy. Praise God. And then finally today, wow, Coach is here. Coach, can you run on up here? Or you can do whatever you want to do. We said years ago, I know we're a little bit late. They're cooking out there, and then Terry's going to come up. Yes, you are. 5 minutes. This is important for us. How many, be honest with me, you've enjoyed this morning? You were glad to go down memory lane. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I would much rather preach the word. I would much rather be preaching. But this is important. God deserves a lot of credit and praise. I would have never thought after our first service, the Monday headlines of the paper, the Monday headlines, front page, Fellowship Church, debt free. Can you say that? Debt free. It made the front headlines. And look, and right there it says, Fellowship is open for the Lord's business on the front page of our paper. Amen. Never would I have dreamed that he would get that much credit. Amen. So this is going to hang right out here. You're welcome to check it out any weekend, whenever you're here, whatever, and read that article. Amen. It was incredible. Thank you, Coach. God bless you. Amen. And then what else we got, Roz? Where we at, brother? Oh, we're done with me, and then Terry's coming. Come on up, brother. Come on. There is nothing better you can do with your life than reach a soul for Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about, and that's what we do. Who said that? I did. If you ever doubt who we are or what we do, there's nothing better I can do with my life, or you can join me together and we can do with our life. That is sharing with people that God loves them, that he gave his son for them, that they're not a piece of crap, excuse me, but that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. And they can have a life of hope and a life that's different and a life of love. It can be different. I'm living testimony that it's the truth. Amen. And how many would say that's you as well? I'm living testimony. That's the truth. God loves me. God has helped me. He's changed my life. He's a blessing in my life. That's our mission. That's what we're all about, mama. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord, guys. Amen. Welcome my brother real fast. Come on. Come on. Come on. Five, do your thing. You got it? You got it. I love you, buddy.
Love you too. Wow. Wow. Did y'all see all this? Did you see all that's going on here? All the amenities, all the photos, all the different this. You know what? There's room for you here. There's room for you here. There's room for you to plug in here. If you're not plugged in, there's room for you to plug in. I think that's fantastic. God can use you here. But then you'll say, well, I don't know what God's plan is for me. I don't know how God wants to use me. Roger, put up Jeremiah for me. I don't know what God wants me to do. What are you good at? That's where He's gifted you. It's very simple. Everybody can't preach. Everybody can't sing. God has gifted you. What are you good at? Here's what we need to do, folks. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. That's His plan for you. Why don't we think of the planner and not the plan? The plan will work itself out if you focus on the planner. He will find you somewhere and you can, baby, you can plug in. 129. You may say, well, the only thing that's going to stop me is that I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'll screw it up. I'll doubt myself. Can I tell you a story really quick and I'm done? I'm going to tell you a story really quick of Preacher Stipes and Myron. Preacher Stipes is old. He adopted Myron as a young man. They live in the mountains of West Virginia. They in the sticks. He tells Myron on a Friday evening, Myron, I need you to walk down to the post office and get my check. Myron starts out the door. It's a dirt gravel road going down. It begins to rain pretty hard. Myron comes back in the house. He is soaked. He said, it is pouring down. He said, boy, where's your faith? Your faith will carry you through. Myron shuts the door behind him and he starts walking. Sure enough, he got there soaked before the post office closed. Got the check. He's coming home. To Preacher Stipes. Next morning, Preacher Stipes gets up every Saturday morning like he has for the past forever. He's got to meet the guys down for a biscuit. He's done it every morning. He does that. But y'all remember, it rains so hard. He comes to the creek at the bottom there and the water's running over the bridge. Water's running over the bridge. He stands there and thinks, that does not look that safe to me. I don't know. Well, I'll give it a shot. He drowned. Preacher Stipes drowned. And the whole moral of that story is that your doubt will drown you. If you think you're not able, you probably aren't. You're probably not able. But the Lord Jesus Christ working through you, He is able. He cannot be unable nor unfaithful. Whatever He's gifted you to do, you will succeed. Wouldn't it be nice if it was here? Let's pray. Father, thank You for loving us with a love that's from everlasting to everlasting. You're the Lord God Almighty. You built this place. You did this place. And if that credit ever stops here, lock the door and we're done. It's all about Jesus Christ loving us enough to pay our sin debt, which we didn't. We couldn't pay it. and you certainly didn't know it. So thank you for loving us. Thank you for doing what you've done here. And we're excited about what's yet to come at Fellowship Church. And we're going to be so careful to give you all the praise for any good thing that happens. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, buddy. Thank you for the word today. Amen, buddy. He's always got something. Amen.